Welcome back to the TravSess Podcast. We're your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of TravSess. And this is Tuesday, so it is time for another Tuesday Traveler Quick Tip. And here we go. All right, welcome back to another Traveler Quick Tip Tuesday. We got a good one for ya.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about what if my fellow traveler at the same assignment through the same company is getting a dollar more per hour and paid more for call.
Yeah, I mean,
this, what do you do?
This happens a lot with the same company and also just other companies, right? So
if you, other companies are a little bit more difficult. I feel like this is when it's the same company, there's like a couple things.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
Yeah. I mean, when it's different companies, I think, again, that's why it's important to work with multiple recruiters, because if, you know, my recruiter at Club Staffing has the same job in Boston as my recruiter at Aya, right? They have the same job. That's very normal, right? That happens a lot. And my recruiter at Aya is offering me, you know, $2,500 a month or a week. And my club recruiter is offering the pay package is $23,000. Okay. Obviously, you want to take the higher one.
Depending.
Yeah, obviously, depending. There's a lot of factors you have to think about, right? It's like, in this case that I'm talking about, I already work with both of those recruiters. I already have relationships, good relationships. It's not like I have to sign on with another company or go through the rigmarole. So either choice would be an easy choice. So I would pick the pay package that is going to be bigger, depending on, because they're, in this particular scenario, they're both very similar.
Yeah.
Companies and benefits.
Well,
and things
especially
like
you said, if you have the relationship, and you know, is it insurance that's throwing that off? Is it, you know, you needed a state license that's throwing that off? That one company's covering it, another company isn't. Like, where are they putting that in their pay package? Like, how big are the companies? Especially if you're going after an IR or a Club Staffing, those two companies, number one, rarely have the same contracts because they are big on getting direct contracts, but. Going off another smaller company, they might be smaller, so they're offering more of a pay package for you. Wow, sneezy.
Excuse me, trying to hold it in.
So there's a lot of gray area when it comes down to big versus little company. Little company could offer more on the pay package than bigger companies because they have less overhead and things like that. But when it comes down
to the same company.
The
point, though, the takeaway, before we move on, just the takeaway here to hear for the travelers listening is, why we always say it's very important to work with multiple recruiters from different companies. So like 2 to 3. I feel like it's hard to manage more than that.
It's
like a lot
harder,
going on,
yeah.
Right? But like 2-3 recruiters that you build these relationships with, because you really do want to be seeing who's offering the most money and who's got what jobs and all the different things. So that's really, really important to make sure that you are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you're saying I'm working at Stanford with another girl who is also working with, I'm going to say Club Staffing. Okay, we're just going to use them. And we're both working at Club Staffing, and I'm like, how much are you making?
And you started 5 days after this traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out that she's making a dollar more per hour plus a dollar more to hold the pager.
Well, first of all, as we know how pay packages are created, right? If you don't know that, then we have an episode on this. Like, go find it and listen to it, because that's 101. I don't know what episode it is, but that's super important to understand how our pay packages are created. And because of that, it's not just, oh, she's making a dollar more an hour. I would have to look at it objectively. So she might be making more, a dollar more an hour, but I might be making more of my per diems, right? And so to me, that doesn't tell me anything.
Correct.
About anything.
And also, did she not take her travel reimbursement and put a dollar more an hour into her call and her hourly?
Exactly. So that's the problem, I think, is like, you'll run into like when multiple travelers are working together and you're kind of like, how much do you make? How much do you make? Because if you're, especially if you're working with the same company. And I think that's problematic unless you understand how to look at it at the bigger whole. So I would never go off of how much somebody was making hourly. I would be like, how much do you take home every single week? Because that is how you are going to know who's actually making more money, because the recruiters, based off what you wanted and how you guys figured it out with your recruiter, could have put the money in different places, mm-hmm. right? And so I would want to know if you are taking home, say, $2,000 a week in your pocket, $2,000 a week, and I'm taking home $1,900 a week. Well, clearly, yes, you are making more money than me. That gives me a bigger, do you take insurance? Do I take insurance?
Did you take travel reimbursement? Did you, I mean, it's like, what's your housing stipend per week? Because you can see that as well. What's your meals and incidentals per week? Because you can see that as well. Like, unless you're able to compare those things, it's hard to just say.
But the overall number gives you the information that you need. So whether or not.
Right, you might be making less, but you took more hourly. Right? So you're getting taxed more. There's a lot of different scenarios.
But what I'm saying is this, is that at the end of the day, to truly know if you're making more money or not is just, what are you taking home? It doesn't matter if, you know, you have more in housing and more here and more there and whatever. If you're making $2,000 a week and I'm making $1,900 a week and we both are taking company insurance, right? So those things are fair. And we both didn't take a travel reimbursement, right? We both got that worked back into our pay packages. Okay, so all the playing field is clean. But clearly, you are making $100 more a week than I am. That end number tells you everything.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
that's so easy.
Because I do believe that, like, there are some people that want a higher hourly wage, so they're going to be taxed more. So you could be making the same pay package number. Your recruiter didn't jip you at all, and you just took more taxable. So therefore, you
aren't going to do that.
But I'm saying there's a lot more to compare than just straight up numbers, right? Like, I believe it's like, what is your housing? What is your housing? What is your meals and incidentals? And then what are you taking per hour? Like, because it's not just straightforward. It's not like every traveler gets the same thing, because we negotiate different pay packages than the traveler coming in behind me.
I understand that, but in order to see...
Right.
If the question is, the question was, she makes $1 more than me an hour. Okay, that tells me nothing.
Right.
That literally tells me nothing, because I could be making more in per diems. Okay, that tells me nothing. But if the question, so you'd have to break it down more and really get into it to see, to compare apples to apples. But if the question is, do you make more money than me?
Correct.
And we're assuming this person did not want a higher hourly taxable wage, because that's very specific of the people who would want that, which we just did an episode on that. So you could go back and listen of why would you even request that? So we're assuming both travelers want to make the most money possible. Okay, so they want that lower taxable. And it's all kind of the same playing field. Then to answer the question of who's actually making more money, that final number tells you that.
I agree. Okay, I agree with you that.
Does that make sense?
I agree with you there. That's definitely a good level to start from, rather than she's making an hour or $1 more an hour and $1 more an hour in call than me.
Yes.
Right? So there's other factors that can contribute to that. But you're right. Bottom line, that's where you want to start comparing and work backwards from there.
Yeah. Because you would ask, like, are you taking company insurance? Oh, you are? So am I. Did you take a travel reimbursement, or did you get that worked back into your pay package? Okay, you did. Great. So did I. Right? So you want to, like, really make sure that you are on the same page. Mm-hmm. And then compare what each person is making take home per week. And that will tell you how much more you're making than the other person. But yes, you can never compare if I'm making $25 an hour taxable and, you know, Sally comes in and she's like, well, I'm making $27 an hour, But when you actually break it down, she's taking home $1,800 a week and I'm taking home $2,000 because my taxable that number means nothing. Never look at what somebody says they make hourly. You have to look at what they actually take home in their pocket, including their tax-free stipends, every single week to compare how much they're earning.
Right. And so then I want to say that's factor one. Factor two is, let's say you sit down with your paycheck and you see that you're having the same meals and incidentals, you're having the same housing number every week, you're both taking insurance, you both took travel reimbursement, and she's making a dollar more an hour than you. That's when it comes down to the gray area of what is your recruiter relationship, because not all recruiters are created equal. So that recruiter could be taking a dollar extra into their pocket. That is just how it works, or back into the company, right? Because if you, like for us, we've built these relationships with our recruiters to where we know that they, I mean, other than going there and like forcing them to show us everything, like we've just built the relationship that they're paying us the highest amount possible. Because again, understanding the bill rate, the hospital is providing a max amount that they're willing to pay for a traveler across the board. Not Aaron comes in and, oh, we'll give him this bill rate. The hospital's not saying that. That comes down to the company itself and your recruiter itself. Whether they're going to put a little bit extra into you and take less, knowing that you are a great traveler, you will come back for more, and that is built off of relationships. So was she a new traveler that they did not understand or know how she was going to react in a contract? Is she going to be a great long-term traveler versus the other girl who's been traveling for 7-8 years and has the same has a different relationship with her recruiter? So there's so many gray areas than just across the board, she's making more than me.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll say too, just as a very simple, you know, pro tip, right, is like we said, your pay package is always built off the bill rate, right? And that's going to fluctuate and that's going to be different based on the hospital, location, demand, all of the things. So when you're working with your recruiter, obviously we always want to get the max amount that we possibly can as a traveler. And like Aaron said, unless you're at their computer like, show me the bill rate, I want to know, we have to build these trusting relationships. And so I always say, I want the max amount I possibly can based off the bill rate. Like, what is the most amount of money in my pocket every week that you can give me based on that bill rate? And I want to know that. And I expect them to give that to me. So if I expect that and I have this trusting relationship and then I go to work and I find out someone else is making more than me at the same company, then I would be like, well, hell, I know I can't trust him anymore or her anymore.
I will say too, and I don't like saying, I hear what you're saying, but I also don't, I can't stand travelers that just basically expect to be paid the max amount possible with nothing in return. It is a two-way street. And I just always want like our voices to be heard when it comes to that. We're not just sitting there telling our recruiters to pay us the most. On the other end, they will pay us the most because we return good service to them. We are going in there and having raving reviews when we're in the departments. We're not being canceled due to our, you know, lying on interviews and things like that. We get our prereq things that we need in on time, and we are a pleasure to work with. Like, it is an exchange. I do all of that. They pay me the most money possible. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. It's not you pay me the most and I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
So I just want to be very clear with that. It is, this has been a built thing that we have spent a lot of time doing.
Yeah, 100%. But I think that answers the question, the specific question about like who's making more money. And if you're looking for some recruiters that we trust and have built relationships with and that we feel are freaking amazing recruiters, you can, I was going to say it's on our website, but it's not. But you can always reach out to us personally at Kim and Aaron G on Instagram, and I will send you their information if you want that. So I think that's it.
Yep.
I think our question is answered.
Done and done.
Done and done.
See you next week, or see you on Thursday.
See you.